welcome everybody into our worship service. Glad you've made your way here. Good looking crowd this morning. I have an addition to the announcements that are in the bulletin. I have a thank you letter here I need to read, and then one other announcement. This is from the Department of Veterans Affairs. On behalf of the Huntington VA Medical Center, the Community Resource and Referral Center, and the veterans we are honored to serve, please accept our heartfelt thanks and appreciation for your recent donation of clothing items to benefit our veterans. Thoughtful donations such as this make a loud and clear statement of support and respect for the service and sacrifice of the men and women who have stood to protect the freedoms we have come to enjoy as a nation. Again, please accept our most sincere thanks for remembering and supporting our veterans. And a note here says this is a thank you for the huge donation of clothing we sent to the homeless veterans, a full-size SUV filled to the top. So, again, they're very appreciative. We appreciate everybody that helped make that happen. All right. There will be no puppet practice this evening. Puppet practice resumes next Sunday evening at 5 o'clock, and it's very important that all available puppeteers be at practice in preparation for Father's Day. So if you're a puppeteer or you would like to be one, like to join, you can see, I think it's Judy or Tiffany. So if you'd like to be in that ministry, and it is a really neat ministry, a great ministry, please see them. All right. I'm going to ask our ushers. We're going to worship the Lord this morning in many ways. I'm going to ask our ushers to come, and we're going to take up our tithes and offerings. If I can need one more usher, please. Here comes Greg. All right. Bobby, would you please pray for the offering and the service? Amen.
Thank you. Lord of all. again, I understand we all have burdens and things to carry, but this is the place to get them taken care of. It may not be resolved the way you think it should be, but God has all power. He has all power, and He can help you through whatever it is. I don't know why I'm saying this. It's just, Charlie, it burns within my heart that we actively serve the Lord.
Amen.
Actively, not passively, or when there's nothing else to do, but actively, He died for us.
Right.
There isn't a single one of you that I would give my child for. Not a one of you. And I love y'all a lot. But I would not give my son for you. God did that for us.
Amen.
So if I sound harsh, I apologize. I'm trying to find ways to inspire and motivate, and I'm coming up short.
Saved man, I take comfort in that. I got a father that's too weak to get out of the hospital bed right now. And grief, that's been hard on us here. And but we take comfort, he rededicated his life to the Lord. And we're thankful for that.
Yeah.
I'm also proud. We're not supposed to be proud people, but I'm proud of my church. I'm proud of my pastor. I'm proud of the teachers in this church and all the people that give and study for their time and efforts. I'm proud of my wife. I'm proud of my daughters. Most of all, this morning I'm proud of this little fella. Kay talked about it. A burning in your heart, and this little fella wasn't going to sleep Friday night until he knew he was saved.
Messiah, she was doing this and this constantly. And nobody was prodding her to do it. To me, that was God using a little girl to praise Him because He failed to. But thank you for that. I appreciate it.
You know, I'm also glad that He's blessed me with the ability to get back up here this morning.
Amen.
I sat back here for the last few months trying to get the breath to sing and to do the things that I love to do for Him. And I looked up here and Tony was the only one that was up here in the tenor section. I thought, Lord, I don't know if I can do this or not. And He just shut my mouth and scooted me out of my chair back here and told me to get up here. I'm not saying that because I'm a singer. I'm saying that because I love to be around my brothers and sisters praising the Lord. Now, I don't know about the rest of you guys, but if you were up here, you would know what that feeling is all about, being able to stand and praise and sing glory unto God. It's I can't explain it. I really can't. It's just one of those things. But see, this is my church. These are my brothers. These are my brothers and my sisters out here that I love dearly. My bride came in this morning. He patted me on the shoulder, and he was talking about the funeral that he went to, and he was talking about Kim being the speaker there. And I said, I know that. I know she can do that. I know. Listen, I know because every single one of you that's in here knows who he is. And you know what this is all about. My heart goes out to those of you who are suffering right now or who are concerned about family members who are, unless I'm bleeding, honest, because I want everything to be right. And I am thanking the Lord for his healing and blessings right now in advance because I know he can do it.
Yes.
That's what this church is all about.
Yeah.
I wasn't able to make it out for the last few days of revival. I wanted to. I didn't even, because I didn't come, I wasn't even aware that it extended on. But I knew that it did because in my heart, revival started before the evangelist ever got up here and started speaking, didn't it now? Revival began in this church several months ago. And it began to affect each and every one of us. And see, it's the Spirit that was moving within us, causing us to do the things that the Lord wanted us to do, to praise him. And I just want to stand and tell you right now, I love the Lord. And I want to thank him for all the blessings that he's given me.
Bless you, Stan. Bless you, Kim.
Y'all done? Just make sure. Serve your purpose. We all have a purpose. All right. Well, you get, bless you, buddy. All right, let's all stand. Get your hymnal. Wait a minute. Bless you, buddy.
I just have a burning fire about this today, and I don't even know how to say it. In Sunday school class, we've already talked about drug addiction once, and we've already prayed once about drug addiction today. I've carried a burden about that for years and years and years, is what I shared with the Sunday school class. And I was sitting here just now battling about standing up and saying this all again. But Rob, something you said there made it clear to me that I was supposed to do this again. We just had another family back here stand up and admit that their family is in that same crisis as so many others. And as one who has experienced that, I know what the power of prayer can do. I know that God is still in the miracle performing business. And it's like it was said in our Sunday school class this morning. This is a demon, according to Bible times. Drug addiction is a demon that needs to be cast out at these people. Once again this morning, I'd just like to see us gather at this altar of prayer and pray for these people and pray for our drug addicted society.
Well, get your hymnal. Turn to page 14. Let the choir come down. Everybody gather around up front that will for prayer. Page 14.
Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonderful. the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be free from your passion and pride? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Seated in an attitude of prayer, please. Let's just pray for this drug situation.
Time after time I went searching for peace in some void. I was trying I was done in, and all the while someone was waiting to free me from sin. He was there. Now that I have the answer, my life is just starting to rise. Sharing each new day with Him is a cup of fresh life. And oh, what I miss, He'd been waiting right there all the time. He was there. In life.
journeyed through his precious word. I find where Adam fell and lost our souls. And as I turned another page, I find his blood shed for you.
Friends asked me if I'd help him out. I told this to the church, but I think that I need to tell you because that way you'll pray more for me. I went to a funeral and didn't know what to expect, didn't know the lady. I went to see her at the Hubbard house. She wasn't responding. I told my wife, it won't be long, she's gone. Well, she left, and the son said, I don't have nobody else to call, so they called me and I went. And I walked in and I seen a lot of bikers all dressed up, and one particular fella had skeleton rings here, here, earrings here, here, red hair, and a Vietnam jacket. And I started reading those patches while I was waiting, and one of them said, the patch said, how long can I go before I get to hell? I thought, Lord, what did I get into? I preached the service. I wasn't getting much response. I didn't expect much, but I just gave him the word. Just gave him the word. At the end of it, the director said, turn it over to us. Well, she was to be cremated, so he said, just turn it over to us and we'll go. We're not going to the cemetery. I hear some steps walking towards me. He got that almost in my face. And I looked at him and I thought, Lord, what's going on? He said, I'm going to show you my pistol. I said, Lord, is it my time? Didn't know what to expect, honestly. And a little bit afraid, to be honest with you. Not that I'm not ready to go, but I wasn't in that a hurry. Well, he reached in here, and he said, let me get my pistol. And it was the New Testament.
Yeah. Amen.
And I said, praise the Lord! I'm safe for another day. Amen. Then I got another call from a friend of mine. He said, I have a friend that's dying with cancer. And he said, he's Roman Catholic. And well, about the time that Kim was, I guess, speaking at this funeral, I went to see him. Didn't know what to expect. Didn't know if they would welcome me or not. I've had doors closed on me and people don't want to talk about it. I walked in and I said, I hear you've been sick. He said, yeah. I'm pretty sick. And I said, I also heard that you're Roman Catholic. He said, I haven't been in a Catholic church in 27 years. So I started talking about the Lord because I feel it's urgent. People dying that they make sure that they're right with the Lord. See, time's running out. We don't look at it that way, you see. But time's running out. And I start quoting in Romans, in John, and I started, you know, and I said, this is what the word says, for God so loved the world, and he said, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in me should not perish, but have everlasting life. And then I went to Romans, and I said, the word says, with the heart, you believe. And he finished it. Well, we ended up talking a lot of scripture. And he said, I spoke to the Lord.
Amen.
And things is all right with me. So I left rejoicing.
Yeah.
You know. And I said, I want to come back. He said, I want you to. But I'm telling you all this because you folks pray for us when we go out. And we don't know what to expect. And it came to my mind, especially with the funeral. I said, Lord, I told you that I would do it. And when I got the call, I went. You know, you sort of hesitate. But when he started walking towards me, I got a little worried. But the Lord answered, and I want you to keep on praying for us.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
touched with my grief. When the days are weary, the long night dreary, I know my Savior cares.
Amen.
All right, we're gonna hear the word. We're getting prepared for communion. Anybody else have anything?
Bless you, Ron. Don't get cheated.
Right. You got a testimony, it's for somebody.
Amen.
All right. I'm gonna
hey, Ron.
Go ahead. Bless you.
Bless her heart.
Bless
her heart.
Amen.
Bless her heart. Bless her heart.
With a desire planted deep within your heart, you pray in faith and wait for God to move. Time passes and you wonder, did He hear me when I called? Should I have even prayed that prayer? Your Father will not answer. He can't ignore His child's earnest request. So while you're waiting and believing for what you thought was best, trust God if He says no, you're still blessed. There must be a childlike faith must graduate to trust. Trials come and you're convinced you're on your own. But the teacher's often silent while you're in the hardest test. But He'll answer when it's time with what is best. You never while you're waiting and believing for what you thought was best, trust God if He says no, you're still blessed. There must be a greater yes. Sometimes God will answer just like we pray. Then other times what's on His mind is a greater plan, another way, a greater yes. While you're waiting and believing for what you thought was best, trust God if He says no, you're still blessed. There must be a greater yes. While you're waiting and believing for what you thought was best, trust God if He says no, you're still blessed. There must be a greater yes. There must be a greater yes.
Pray for the message and the anointing.
Father, thank you for your presence. We're sitting, standing in holy ground. We thank you, our Father. Lord God, bless Jimmy. Father, I want you to just use him to your glory. Our Father, may you be glorified, magnified in our hearts and lives. It's been a wonderful service thus far. Continue to bless him and use him. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning. We've had testimonies this morning. We've had prayers this morning. We've had altar calls this morning. And part of us might say, well, all right, now it's time to get back to church. That is church.
Yeah.
That was church.
Yeah.
This is church. And it's not finished yet. It's not over. See, we go to the movies, and we go and we sit and we watch and we go home. We go to a ball game, we go and we sit and we watch and we go home. But we don't go to church to sit and watch and go home. We come here to ask Him for things. We come here to lift things up to Him. We come here to praise Him. We come here, we don't, here at Goldtown, we don't believe in empty rituals. We don't believe in just going through the motions of things. We don't believe in doing this, a certain, you know, this. We come here to commune with God, and we are active with Him. We talk to Him, and He talks to us. And so don't think that church is a place to come and listen and get what you need and then go home. That's not what it is. We are the church. This is a building, but we are the church. And so we're so thankful. And with that in mind, that doesn't mean that to sit throughout the rest of this service and just listen and then go. That means you act when the Lord asks you to act. You do what He tells you to do. You answer when He calls your name. And you do. And you answer Him this morning. We're so glad that hearts are being lifted up. We're so glad that healing is taking place. We're so glad. This morning also, we're going to have a communion service. And that's another special thing. And as I said just now, we don't believe in empty rituals. These are things that we do to proclaim our faith in Christ. These are things that we do to remind us of His covenant. These are things that we do to commune together. This is called communion. It's communion, and it is what we do together as His children to remember Him. That being said, before I go any further, I do want to say this. We do here at Goldtown, we have an open communion. What that means is that you don't have to be a member here. You don't have to come here regularly. You don't have to be someone that we know to partake in the communion service. But you do need to be born again. If you're a Christian, if you have been saved by Jesus Christ, if you are a child of God, then we invite you. I know I've seen a lot of new faces this morning. I know we have a lot of visitors. We invite you wholeheartedly to come and partake because this is what He did for us. But I also want to say this, is that we have to examine ourselves. And the Bible tells us, and we can't sugarcoat this, but it says, "Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body." Okay, so we do say that if you aren't saved, it says not to partake of that. So we do, but we do want to extend the invitation to all who know Him as their personal Savior to take part. I'll even say this. I don't know how other people. But if you're embarrassed, if you aren't going to take part and you're embarrassed to sit back there, I don't even mind if you come up and stand, but I would not partake of the communion, to do that. So, but you can get that fixed this morning. Amen. If you don't know Him, nobody has to sit and nobody has to go without the blood of Jesus Christ. Nobody has to go without His crucifixion. Nobody has to go without His sacrifice this morning. And it's all about calling upon Him. It's all about partaking and heeding the call that He gave to us. But I wanted just shortly, before we take part in communion, I wanted to talk about three things. This kind of sums up our journey with Christ. This kind of sums up the whole story of salvation. And since we call this communion this morning, I thought about the other words that kind of go along with that, and they kind of go in an order. And so I want to start out with the word union. What does the word union mean? And I looked it up. It says the action or fact of joining or being joined. The action or fact of joining or being joined. That's taking part in a union. And I want you to say that whenever Christ calls you, He calls you to be united with Him. He calls you individually to come and to partake of His goodness, to come and partake of His salvation. I think about the disciples when He called them to have a union with Him. He called them individually. He went to Peter and He went to Matthew and He went to all of the disciples and He said, "Follow me." And so likewise with us, when He called us individually, He didn't say, I'm going to ask for a group of volunteers to come and follow me. He didn't come and say, "I need 12 willing men to come and follow me." He came to them personally, and He called them personally to be joined with Him. And so that's what He does with us. A union is the action or fact of joining or being joined. So when we are called by Him, when we become Christians, we are united with Him into the body. We are united with God as individuals. So He calls us individually, and we become part of something bigger than ourselves. You see, before that union, we're pretty much living for ourselves. We're taking care of ourselves. We're making sure that we are feeding ourselves and our family. We're making sure that we're looking out for number one. We're making sure, and there's no union in that. We're all individuals out there just wandering around. But when Christ comes along and when He calls you to be a part of Him, when He calls you to unite with Him, He is calling you out of that life where you think about yourself. He's calling you out of that life where you just seek to find your own pleasures, where you seek to try to find your own happiness, and He calls you to join something greater. And He calls you to join that so that you're no longer out there wandering by yourself, but you become a part of the family of God. But that's what union is. That's individuals coming to a greater cause and joining in to something which is greater than the individual. The second thing that we look at is communion, the namesake of which we are partaking in today. Communion means the sharing or exchanging of intimate thoughts and feelings. That's what we do as a church. We gather as a church and we commune. We have fellowship with one another. And in the biblical context, whenever the Lord's Supper took place, Jesus gathered them all together into one place, gathered them as a body, and He gave them the edict of communion. He gave them the edict to eat and think of Me, to drink and think of Me. But one thing He did was He brought them all together, called them individually, but brought them all together. And so when you talk about communion, it's the sharing or exchanging with other people, with other Christians. And so that's what we do this morning. We commune with one another. At the day of Pentecost, it says that they were in communion. They all came into one accord with the Spirit to lift Him up and to praise, and that many were saved that day. So communion is the sharing or exchanging of intimate thoughts and feelings, one with another. This morning, as we go and we have communion, that's what it's all about. I want you to look around at your brothers and sisters and say, these are the ones that I'm communing with. These are the ones that have united with Christ in an individual way like I have, but we are one body and one spirit. Yes. Now, we aren't just one body here at Gold Town. We are one body among the believers of the world. Amen. We are one body. There are other people today, maybe at this exact time, that are going through and taking communion just like we are. Amen. If they are saved within their hearts, and God only knows everybody's heart, but if they're, then we are in communion with God at this time with them. It doesn't matter where they are in the world, but we are communing with them. We should have the same common goals and those things. But as we gather and as we go, that's probably the what I love most about communion. I love being reminded of His sacrifice. I love being reminded that I am His and that I can partake because He saved me, not because of anything I did. But what I love about communion is seeing the people lined up, the people that I love, the people that I go to church with, and knowing that they are partaking of the same salvation that I've got. Knowing that they've got what I've got, and that will lead to an either greater thing than communion here on earth. And that's the last thing I want to talk about. We've talked about union. We've talked about communion. Now we're going to talk about reunion. That's what I like, is reunion. Reunion. And it says an instance of two or more people coming together again after a period of separation. Brian, we had a funeral yesterday, didn't we? Kim, it's a period of separation. In this life, the one that we celebrated yesterday, Bud Young, he had union with the Lord. We had communion with him as a brother in Christ. But then someday, after the period of separation, there is a reunion with him. And that's likewise for everyone in here who's lost someone that knows the Lord. We communed with them while they were here, but we will reunite with them in that place. An instance of people coming together again after a period of separation. So there's union, there's communion, and there's reunion with Jesus Christ. And He is the only one that can make all of those things come together. Jesus Christ is the common link between Christians. Jesus Christ is the common link between those that have gone on before and those that are still here. Jesus Christ is the one who binds all of this together so that we can have reunion, not just with our loved ones, but with Him. You'll remember He said, I go to prepare a place for you, that where I go, there you might be also. Before we go on, I just want to read about that reunion really quickly. Revelation 21. Listen to this reunion. It says, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and He will dwell with them, and they shall be His people. That's the reunion that we're talking about. See, it says them and they. That's many people. Many people. And it says, and God Himself shall be with them and they and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. That is the reunion that we have to look forward to. But today, we are joining together in communion, one another, coming together in remembrance of the sacrifice that was given, in remembrance of Jesus and His Last Supper and what He commanded us to do. Before we go, we're going to give an invitation. Because like I said, we want to invite you, if you don't know the Lord, and you can't honestly say that I can partake of communion this morning, let's resolve that this morning. Let's resolve it. Let's make sure that you are brought into the union of God's church, the union of a relationship with Him, so that you can commune with your brothers and sisters, and so that you can be reunited with those who have gone before, those that are here now, and those that are to come. You see, God is the author of all things great. And so all union comes from God. All communion comes from God. And all reunion comes from God. So if you take God out of the picture, there are none of those things. I would be remiss if I didn't tell you this morning that without God, there is no reunion. There is no communion in hell. People think there's going to be a place where you go with like-minded people and you do things that you like to do. That's not the case. I have to tell you this. It's isolation. There is no communion with other people. There is no communion with God. It's complete separation. Complete separation. Why are we talking about that this morning? Because that's what Jesus talked about. He mentioned hell more than He mentioned heaven. But there is no reunion. There is no communion in hell. And there is no union with Christ. It's isolation and utter darkness and weeping and gnashing of teeth and wailing. And it's a place where the worm dieth not. That's not for us. God made a way that we could be united with Him, we could be communed with Him, and we could be reunited with Him and those that we love. And that is through His Son, Jesus Christ. This morning, we're going to get a song of invitation. If you don't know that union, if you're not promised a reunion with the ones that maybe you even sit with today, then ask Jesus to come into your life. He said, follow Me. And He's calling you this morning to follow Him. We want to give you that opportunity before we go to communion. So as we get a song, if you need it, you come. Or if you have another need, you come this morning.
Let's all stand. Turn to page 35. 35. The Savior is waiting to enter your heart. Why don't you let Him come in? There's nothing in this world to keep you apart.
If you'll take one step toward the Savior, my friend, you'll find His arms open wide. Receive Him and all of your darkness will end. Within your heart He'll abide. Time after time He has waited before, and now He is waiting again to see if you're willing to open the door. Oh, how He wants to come in.
We have several who have asked the Lord into their life here recently. And they get to partake. They're going to partake today. And sometime here soon, we'll have a baptism. It's scary to think about. And I don't like talking about hell and those things. I don't. But we've got to talk about them. We just got to know. We got to know what's there. Oh, we don't want to have any regrets. We don't want to have any regrets about what we didn't say or what we should have said. And God is good. He draws men unto Him. He draws children unto Him. Does anybody else have a need this morning? We hope that all hearts and minds are clear. May be seen. We're going to go ahead and with the communion this morning, the ushers, they're going to go ahead and call people forward.
Searched for a limit to His love. What should He keep and what should He give up to pay sin's awful price for such a worthless one as I? To rescue me, just how far would He go? All the way He came, all the way for me, all the way from heaven's throne to Calvary, leaving me just one little step to take. If I believe, then He would take me all the way. I think about that city He's prepared. When I arrive, I'll know who placed me there. For my efforts fall so short of the glory of the Lord. He knew they
came all the way.
Children leave their Sunday school with smiles. Remember me when they're old enough to teach, old enough to preach, and old enough to leave, and age to
wonder, child of God.
blessed it. Pastor Al, would you bless the bread?
Father, we ask these questions to bless this bread. Our Father, signifying the body. Lord, we ask our God, each and every one of us, to realize, Lord, that you, our Father, gave your life that we may have life. Blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And he broke the bread, and he gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took the cup and gave thanks. Pastor Aaron, would you give thanks for that this morning? Bless you, Aaron. Amen.
Lord, we're thankful that you came for that purpose, to seek and to save that which was lost. Lord, we're so thankful for those that have recently come.
Yeah. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Now they're covered by the blood. We just want to praise you and bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." There's a lot of people in here. Can you imagine the sins of all of us? That's a lot of sins that are covered today. "But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." There's that reunion that we were talking about. He said it right there. "I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." If you took of the bread this morning, if you drank of the juice, then you get to look forward to having a reunion with him and having a reunion with each other. It's a good thought to have. You gonna sing this song? Listen to the words of this song, Chris sings.
He left the splendor of heaven, knowing his destiny was the lonely hill of Golgotha, there to lay down his life for me. If that is
saved? All right. I'm going to ask him as we dismiss if he'll come up here with his family. And you come around, you shake his hand. And Hunter also. Hunter and his family and Hayden, if y'all come through and shake their hand. We got to celebrate these lives. It says that the angels in heaven celebrate when a soul is saved. So we're going to dismiss by just having you all come through and shake their hand before you leave this time. Oh, speaker tonight is going to be Russ Stump. He's from Roane County, where Mike is from. Al said, can anything good come from Roane County? Yeah. There are plenty of great things that come from Roane County. I love Roane County. My wife is the greatest thing ever come out of Roane County. And, besides Lori. Sorry, Lori. Yep, Lori too. But come tonight and listen and have a good time. Come through and shake their hand if you will.